Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast, Brian.
Thanks, Josh.
No problem.
Glad to be here.
Today, we're going to talk about a few things. Let's start with...
anime!
Animes.
My favorite topic.
Kiko's here.
Jamie's here.
Hey, I have a question that maybe...
Say who you are.
Oh, I'm Brian.
Thank you.
Brian, because you already introduced me, so you're just...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they know your voice. They have to hear you. You have to confirm with your voice.
I responded to you, Josh. You're just criticizing me for no reason.
Thanks, Brian.
So, anime. I've been watching a ridiculous amount of anime lately. I've been going deep.
There's no such thing as a ridiculous amount of anime. It's so palatable. Like, you can watch it so quickly because they're usually short episodes.
Yeah.
It's like a whole day.
Nowadays they are. Yeah.
There's a lot of long ones.
Well, yeah, I mean.
There's a lot out there.
But yeah, I guess it's as broad as anything. But like, there's so much stuff out. Like,
I mean, if.
Ways to consume it now, and a lot of it's episodic.
I mean, if you're not talking about the formulaic Freak of the Week, Dragon Ball.
Jesus, yeah.
Where
600 episodes,
infinite amount of episodes.
Yeah, even some of those are still like an hour long, though.
I started watching Ranma, like 2 years ago.
It is stupid how funny that show is.
It holds up so well. There are some things that are like, not really okay anymore, but for the most part,
I was surprised. Like, for some reason, we watched something and then. You know, Hulu says recommendation and just automatically plays something after it. Mm-hmm. And it was like the first episode of Ranma. I'm like, well, I haven't seen this in, 15 years. And it was hilarious. It was so funny. And we ended up just watching the whole first season just because it was so good.
Yeah, I think I watched a little bit of that on Hulu as well.
It holds up.
It's
remarkably well.
I've never seen it. Interesting
show. Like, I think it's actually funnier than the first time I saw it.
Well,
which is hard to say.
I guess.
Ranma is the story of a young boy and his father, and they are
martial artists.
You said it was like one of the first martial arts
fighting anime.
Yeah, fighting anime.
Mm-hmm.
They go to train at this like legendary training ground, but they don't really understand what it is, and.
Yeah, they're really dumb and over the top and have to train everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a comedy.
It's super comedic. And through happenstance, Ranma falls in a pool.
So it's the area that they're fighting in is a bunch of cursed pools.
Yeah.
And in the center of each pool, there's a bamboo stick. So they're fighting on top of these bamboo sticks.
Trying not to fall in the water.
Trying not to fall into the cursed pools. And... spoiler alert, they fall in.
They don't know that the pools are cursed, though.
Yes.
Because they're in China.
It's not a spoiler.
No, like, it's not a spoiler. It's the premise of the show.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They couldn't read the sign.
They couldn't read the sign.
Yeah, because it was in Chinese.
It was in Chinese, and they come from Japan.
Yeah, and they're Japanese, and they couldn't read the sign.
And so the dad falls in first, and he turns into a panda.
Yeah, so a panda drowned in this pool.
A panda drowned in that pool, so he turns into a panda.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ranma falls in, and he turns into a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they're splashed with cold water, they turn into their, like, altar
versions.
Their cursed side.
Quote, unquote, cursed
and
forms.
And then hot water turns them back to normal.
Yeah.
So they do a lot of pranking each other of, like, hey, you're being a shithead. Well, let me dump this cold water on you, and you have to deal with being a bear and or a girl for a while.
And there's lots of hot kettles being poured on each other. And the funny thing about the dad is that he turns into a panda, so he can't talk.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So he just ends up carrying signs around with him, because whenever he turns into a panda, he can't communicate with people.
Right. Did you ever play that, I think it was Super Nintendo game?
It was actually
Super
a really Nintendo good fighting game.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, it was fun.
It was a two-day fighting game that they made based on that series. And the whole, it's a fighting anime. So they're in, Ranma's in high school. So they end up
all sorts of
rival high schools and fighting types. And it's really funny and a really good show.
Yeah.
And it's a bajillion episodes, but it doesn't feel like a drag. Like a lot of them will.
Speaking of anime, I made a recommendation to Brian.
Ooh.
That he just recently watched.
Oh, and has now told me I have to watch.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not going to talk about this.
In this is so 2010, I brought Brian a piece of media to put into his Xbox One.
Let me see if I can explain this to some of our younger viewers at home. So when we were your age, we stored media on physical discs. They looked kind of metallic.
The internet wasn't actually strong enough to stream it.
With lasers. So yeah, he brought me a Blu-ray and I watched it.
You haven't said what it is yet.
It is Fooly Cooly, and it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Did you watch all of it?
I watched, it's six episodes.
Yeah, but it's pretty long.
I watched all of it before I knew I was done. Episodes. I got to the fifth episode and then like had let it run through to the trailer thing where it's like on the next episode and they're like all the resolutions happen or whatever. Like everything gets resolved. And I'm like, wait, what? Is this like a mid-season? Because I think that the standard arc for most foreign, like American arcs are like 20 something episodes usually. Aren't they?
Well, you're assuming that Fooly Cooly was a TV show. It was not. It was an OVA. So it was a direct-to-video series.
Oh, okay.
So that's why there's only six episodes.
And like six episodes is like standard British series. Like if you think about Sherlock is like three really long episodes per season, but like they have short seasons. So I thought maybe there was like something.
No, this is a direct-to-video OVA.
Yeah, they do a lot of that where they have the series and then they'll do little offshoot OVAs. And
yeah, but this was just straight to OVA.
It was really good. I mean, I'm not usually like a super visually driven person, although the two pieces of the game that I'm playing now, which is I'm finishing up Final Fantasy 13, it's taking me forever because I keep stopping to look at it. And I've never done that before. Mm-hmm. That game is so gorgeous to me that it actually stuns me. And then this Fooly Cooly had like every episode felt like a slightly different art style.
So you understand why it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Because visually it's
very interesting.
Yes.
And then for a while it seems like it's nothing. It just sort of affects. It just kind of keeps it interesting. But you can rewatch it because I watched it twice now. You can rewatch it and think of like different art styles indicating a different level of like sort of unreliable narrator. Because like the really kind of chibi episodes are the ones that seem the most over the top, where they're fighting each other. And it's like, are they really shooting each other with bullets or is it really just in their heads and it's all just water guns?
Is it airsoft? So that's a big thing in Japan. Since you're not allowed to have guns, they have replica toy guns that shoot pellets.
But they have them like putting it in the show. They show them like shelling out real bullets and stuff.
But at the very end,
the girl holds up like a water gun and like kind of like holds it up to the sun. So I was like, maybe the whole thing was just water guns and it was just all in their imagination. And the chibi art style was like an indication.
And the explosions
it.
And.
Yeah. But it's really fun and they do a good job of like being sort of self-referential, but not self-reverential. Like none of the characters feel like crazy, stupid, powerful for most of the show. And really the stakes aren't high enough for that to be, it's sort of a goofy show, but I like all the little goofy things. Like from episode one, I think in the middle of episode one, I texted you immediately and was like, what the fuck is happening?
What is that? What is going on?
They like cut out and do like director commentary, like cast commentary in the middle, but you're like, wait, this is animated. it's great. And there's a part where they go, like the art style changes to like manga style where it like actually like tracks,
from panel to panel.
Like a frame.
And then they call back to that way later. You think it's just a one shot and they call back to it way later and then reference it again.
But that's like one of your favorite things.
Yeah.
Or callbacks.
That was probably my favorite joke in the whole thing. And there's a couple times where they make like pop culture references. Like one of the gags is that nobody really knows what Fooly Cooly means.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's like two big scenes where they're trying to guess. And one of them's like, what if it's like, you know, it's sort of like where you call it, it's like another word for like Gundam, but it's just like giant robot anime.
I hate using this term, but it gets a little meta at certain points, but it doesn't go too far.
No, and one of the characters is just sort of, he's an academic douche. The father is sort of like really sort of up his own ass with his stuff. And he's always like like proselytizing about something. And then like there's a couple parts where the son's like, oh, that's what he did his dissertation on in college or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he's like talking about how robots integrate into society with humans and everything. And it's just like, it's just so out there. Anyway,
but Jamie generally, but like genuinely awesome set pieces in terms of fighting action,
mm-hmm.
like legit awesome looking fights.
And yeah, and they sort of do a good job of kind of showing you what the terms of victory are without being like, without really hitting you over the head with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's like the weak point, but they don't have to, you don't have to be shown more than once. They just trust you to know. And I thought that was cool. And then they, the slow reveal of sort of what the world stakes are and everything and who
and
the different
what,
players are.
What is...
I'm so afraid of spoilers.
What keeps appearing?
They're giving each other looks.
Yeah. Well,
they're giving,
as in,
I'm trying not to look at them to prevent myself from being
pieces.
Spoiled.
Yeah.
La, 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 la. Speaking of giant robot anime, I just finished Gurren Lagann.
Oh, I love that. That was really fun.
It was...
Same studio.
So, really?
Is it?
Gynax, yeah.
Oh,
oh, I didn't know that. Because I knew they
watched,
made...
I haven't watched Kill la Kill.
Gurren and Kill la Kill.
Gurren Lagann came...
First, right?
After Furikuri.
Oh, okay.
And then Kill la Kill. Because I like...
Kill la Kill is not Gynax. I don't believe.
I think it is. Because I was always told Gurren Lagann and Kill la Kill were made by the same people.
I could be wrong then. I am... Speaking of Kill la Kill, I am 3/4 of the way through it right now.
What do you think?
I think it's super fun. Pretty much, yeah.
Fucking love that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, because it, I mean, it's very tropey, but good trope.
Yeah, I feel like they did this with Gurren Lagann too. Is it was very self-aware. Like they knew that they were going over the top with some of these
like,
tropes, and they like
it
embraced
was,
it.
Amy recommended it to me, and she was like, she asked me a few questions about anime that I liked, and she's like, if you like giant robot anime but you also hate it, then you should watch it. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I like, because I mean, I watch a lot of Gundam and I played Robotech and watched Robotech, but I played the Robotech Macross system, like tabletop RPG, for a while in high school and in college, so I clearly like the genre. But those endings always left me feeling sort of like and it also had, like, Gundam especially had a Dragon Ball Z-esque element to it. It was like, power up the gun for the half of an episode and sort of dodge stuff. And then,
I cannot watch most of those. They're too boring.
Zonai, I really enjoy Kill la Kill just because
it's so
fun and over
fun.
The top.
It gets so good. Like, it gets so even better. I didn't watch it because I thought their outfits were so stupid and I was so mad about it. And then they justify it so well in the series that it's like, I was mad that they justified it. So I was like, come on. Like, I thought it was just going to be fan service and there's actually justification for it in the world.
So, Sailor Moon Crystal.
Oh, Lord.
Vizel actually stopped watching it.
I'm not surprised. I still watch it because...
You have to.
I have to. And it is following... It's like being really true to the original story. And so it's fun to see that animated. But whew, they have some noodle arm problems in their animation.
They're still making Sailor Moon?
No. They stopped making it for a really long time and then they remade it. Like, they just started remaking it a couple months ago.
They should do a live action version.
They've done a live action version.
Like several.
And they're doing, they do.
Why again?
They do stage shows. And
musicals.
And they're doing a new musical right now.
It's not that surprising. Disney does it too.
Yeah. But the new Sailor Moon show is so divisive of the community because it follows the manga really closely, but it also looks questionable.
Is it standard for live action stuff to just basically retell whatever the animated stuff did? Or is there any precedent for them like, going back and forth between animated and live action and continuing the narrative through different media.
I've never heard that.
I don't think so. No, that doesn't.
Well, what's funny is the live action tends to follow as much as possible the original,
like text the manga.
Typically, but what's funny is the difference between an anime TV series and an anime movie of that TV series. Typically, the movie is a retelling,
like Madoka.
All movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Like from, you know, the 80s, whenever they would do a movie version of a TV series, it would retell the story.
Mm-hmm. Cowboy Bebop continued, like, was just a long extra episode.
Yeah, basically. So it was like Bleach would do that
but
too.
But typically,
they didn't restart.
I guess that's my exposure to like anime movies was like, I watched Bebop and I watched the Bebop movie. I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, I want this to be, this is really satisfying. And then we also had that in the live action thing, I guess, with Firefly and Serenity, which was like a continuation of a story, but like in a long form. I want that.
You mentioned Robotech, and since I'm an old school anime person, like, you know,
the Robotech movies were just retelling.
Renting VHS tapes out of the back of a creepy comic book store.
I'm glad you didn't die.
Raw tapes, no subs. So Robotech's the first arc. Macross is based off series Macross. The Macross movie, Do You Remember Love, is a 2-hour retelling of the Macross saga. Completely different, not so much different, the same points of the story, but just a different way of getting there. And it was really weird for me as a young man to think that that's how you would do it, but at the same time it was totally awesome,
I guess. Yeah, well, if you're that deep into it, because especially like that particular world, there was so much technical stuff to get into that, like, it was just fun to watch the transformations and everything too, right? Like,
and I think that the way that they do it that way is that the story is told. There's no more story to tell.
Yeah, they're not progressing the
right,
because they're stuck with whatever the manga.
Imagine that, telling one story in a series and not having to stretch it out for 100 seasons.
Kyo, you sound upset.
Well, you don't have an ending, you know.
I figured out the Kill la Kill Gurren. So former members of Gainax founded Gainax. Trigger.
Huh? Gainax.
It's Gary Gainax.
I'm shaking my head at you. Yeah, they founded this other animation studio.
Hey, has anyone watched the new, like, the studio stuff? So this is where my brain's going. Has anyone watched the new anime that the studio that did Bebop and Shinplu? The one that's like sort of like the Elvis-y kind of musician character?
I watched the first episode of Space Dandy. And
wow.
That's what it's called, Space Dandy.
Yeah. And the first episode was not great. I may watch the second episode.
just because.
That's what everyone that I've talked to is who watched for. No one's made it past the first episode that I've talked to. Not a single person. And
they,
like,
did
I
not.
Know, no matter how big a fan.
It was not a great first episode. But the end of the first episode pushes me a little bit toward watching the second episode just because it. There was no world building in the first episode. It was all, everything happened in one room, essentially. Josh, what are you watching?
Right now? Well, I guess I am watching something right now. I was going to say nothing right now, but I'm still trying to finish up. What were we talking about? What was the original anime?
The original
Attack
anime.
On Titan?
Yes, thank you. Could not fucking, this is
the whole premise
gone.
For us sitting down
yes,
here.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. I am still trying to finish that, and I'm watching Baby Steps, which is a tennis.
Yeah.
Anime.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
There's like 50 episodes.
That's
of that
one
too.
Thing that I haven't seen is any sports anime. I keep meaning to watch the table
Ice
tennis
Shield
one.
21 is a football one. It's really good, even though some of the stuff is not exactly right. It's really funny.
American football.
Yeah. American football in Japan.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's American football because Japan plays American football.
Really?
Yeah. They have their own teams and stuff. They're just not that great, you know?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But they have their own teams and stuff. So yeah, it's American football.
Okay. What was it called?
Ice Shield 21.
I feel before like, you yeah, watch that.
Robert and Ryan were like arguing about whether or not it was good yesterday at lunch.
It's awesome. I love it.
Ping Pong the Animation.
Ping Pong the Animation.
I never finished that. I watched a few episodes, then I never finished. I don't think it's not as good as the live action.
Well, the live action is a lot more polished and a lot more accessible.
Yeah.
Whereas the animation is like the comic.
Yeah. It's very much more comic where there's a lot of...
Where it's more about...
There's not smooth animation. Yeah,
I don't think I could do it. I would see it as a waste of time. I've already seen the movie. I don't want to go.
Well, the movie is different.
Yeah, there's going to be a little bit...
The animation is a lot more into the character development. Yeah. And it's really the core of that story, which is the...
Yeah, the movie does seem to skip over some of the, like, why do they...
It has to, yeah.
Like each other, hate each other kind of stuff.
But I found the actual ping pong playing to be not as exciting. It was just too choppy and cut out. And I was like, ah.
It's not why you're really watching it.
Yeah, but I want to watch that too because they
Josh
do cool
wants
stuff.
To see
like,
quality
they're,
ping
you know,
pong.
Like, they're supposed to be cool at it. You know? That's why they have the different angles and stuff, but they just make it too choppy.
They do go more into the techniques.
Mm-hmm.
The actual one, visually not so much.
Mm.
It's not as exciting to watch, but they do talk more about the style of play and the technique.
That's what Baby Steps is excellent at. If you want to learn tennis, you could actually learn tennis by watching this anime. Except the serve. They don't teach you anything about the serve, which is kind of odd, but you know.
Like, criticism.
Well, I mean, that's like one of the hardest parts is the serve.
Maybe that's
so
like
surprised.
Season three.
Well, but he's already been serving and playing tournaments, so it'd be kind of weird. I mean, I guess he could learn to get better.
He has to level up his serve.
Really in depth, and still the story's kind of cool because it's this kid that's like...
Josh just wants animated sports tutorials. He doesn't really
he wants
care
to combine
about
his,
the story.
He combine his two loves,
no,
which
okay.
is improving his
no,
sport.
No, I like learning things. Okay, I'll go into that later. But no, the kid's just like a normal kid that's never done any sports ever. He's just like a super bookworm. And so he takes a super bookworm side of it and becomes good at it because he's so like focused on everything.
It's a tennis primer.
I guess.
Going from no tennis to competitive.
Yeah, yeah. But
pro. Trademark.
Another one that I really like it's not sports, but it's the same kind of thing, is a fucking one I can't remember. It's about making bread.
Why did you just nuzzle the microphone when you did that?
He's mad.
He'd like the microphone has cheeks and you're just like...
You just headbutted the microphone in anger. You'd get a red card for that. Is there a soccer anime?
I'm sure.
Yeah, there are lots of them.
Ooh.
They're not that great,
ooh.
Though.
Ooh. What do you think of Attack on Titan so far?
Oh, Attack on Titan's great.
Obviously, dumbass.
What's your favorite part? Is it when they attack on the Titans?
Have you seen it, Brian?
My favorite part is all of it. I don't know. I like all the characters. I'm surprised you have such a problem with them, Kiko.
Well, what's funny is like I heard about it and then I read a bunch of the manga.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And then the anime, the first three episodes was the main character screaming.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I had to stop.
Yeah.
Like the angst level was at
I think that
like,
you and I have
legendary
similar...
levels. And I'm like, I don't have patience for this.
I don't feel like
maybe he's so angsty is that he's just like...
Freaking the fuck out because his family and
yeah,
friends are
I
under
like,
attack.
Like, 3 hours of him screaming about it?
I got it for me. I got
it
the first time he screamed about it. This is like, so I have an issue. I almost stopped watching when like the sidekick blondie boy, who's the coward, because this is like an anime trope to me. I see this in a few things where like the coward like has his moment where he's like, figures out that he's a coward. Like he thinks he's fine. He does all of his training. And then it's like, he watches a friend die and it's just in a whole episode of him going, and then like the little like blue well of tears right here. But it just keeps doing that. And he's not leveling anything up and never changes anything. He's still like, and like at best they like learn that like, oh, I should have a desk job. But usually they're just stuck continuing to be a coward. And it's just sort of like, well, we had to watch that and we're going to have to watch it again.
Brian has no patience for people who are
it's
brave. Weird.
That's the thing is like, there's no like heroic arc for that character.
That's right.
Not everybody's a hero.
That would be dumb. Like, there's got to be people that, guess what? Some people are week, and this is fucking scary. That's the whole point of it, is that it's scary as shit.
But that's weird, it's not done in a way that makes me empathize with that character.
What's weird for me is that the manga moved a lot faster than the anime, which is odd.
Yeah.
And also, the manga was a lot more graphic, so it was a lot more fucked up.
Really?
which is a huge...
That says a lot.
Huge point of that anime.
You didn't get super far, and it gets much more graphic.
We saw like not maybe the first three episodes, like where the first battle, essentially. Yes, I saw the first battle.
There's some gory shit later on.
Don't read the manga then, because the manga is seriously fucked. Like the manga is a straight up horror. Horror story, essentially. What I wanted from the anime was to be really scared about these titans because they do horrible things. They sort of did sort of horrible things in the anime, but they show it in the manga what they actually do to people.
They do a fair amount of like cutting away from the bad stuff, or it's like chomp and you got chomped. that's kind of that.
In the manga,
I can imagine that.
In the manga.
I have a real hard time with it because there's some real teeth problems. Yeah. I can't watch specific characters and things happening because it...
Well, in the manga, there's no cutaway. They hold the shot.
Well, okay. So this is established as like even in the anime, it's pretty horrific. Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard of the Attack on Titan Junior High series?
No.
Yeah, I saw I read an article.
There's something about it.
There's a spinoff coming like next year or
there's
something.
There's a spinoff of Attack on Titan where the main characters and the Titans have to go to high school together.
Okay, so this is the thing now.
This is
the thing that they do in all for all shows now is they do the comedy spinoff.
And so apparently... Apparently Aaron is really upset at the Titans because one of them ate his lunch or something. Like that's the premise of why he hates Titans. And like,
all right, I'm on board.
I mean, I guess it could be super funny.
If you watch the preview, they're at school.
Like it would be great if it was just like stock footage from the original series, and then they just like clearly just like superimpose like a sandwich over like a person. It's like an arm stick.
The peanut butter sandwich. The blood is just jam.
But like they're in the school and all of the doors and stuff are like Titan size. Like I'm intrigued. I'm interested to see where this goes because they're doing the live action and that is going to be bonkers. But
yeah,
it
looks interesting.
Bad reviews.
It also looks really bad. Well,
yeah, I don't know that it'll be good, but the idea because so much of what I love about the show is their aerial combat devices. And
which is my least favorite thing about the series.
Really?
What? The multi-directional.
Yeah.
I am all for suspension of belief for things, but logically those things make zero sense.
Sure.
It's Spider-Man.
I mean, it's kind of weird.
They're Spider-Man.
Right.
Spider-person?
If
Spider-Man's?
Each person is shooting two harpoons and you're fighting with 20 people, you're all going to cut each other's limbs off. With these razor wires being everywhere.
That's a fair point.
The physics of it all makes zero sense.
I think my suspension of disbelief is significantly stronger. Because that's whatever. That was a cool flip through the air, whatever.
Yeah, it's dumb.
I did not realize that it was... So I was talking to Mary Cagle, who lives over in Japan, and she said that Attack on Titan is the Levi show. I don't even know if you would have gone far enough to meet Levi as a character.
I haven't met Levi yet.
What are we talking about?
You know, Levi, he's the like clean freak one, the super, super...
The one that they didn't put in the movie. Controversially.
Oh, he's not in the movie?
He's not in the movie.
Oh,
he's the hero they have the parade for in the beginning. He's like the leader of the scouts.
And he's a really
sort of
super good combat.
Kind of like he's very sort
he's
of.
He's the trope of the Levi total show. Badass guy that has
they,
no personality.
Like,
I assume.
They, he is the hero of the show. He's the only one anyone gives a shit about.
He's like, he's very close to the. Like,
is he the Max Sterling?
It's weird.
Come on, high five, Brian.
Without the eyebrows? What was that?
The glasses.
I've started watching a show that might just be tailor-made for me, but I love it. And it's like still coming out. But it's called Himoto Umaro-chan. And it's about this girl who, I guess this is, it's like a trope or like a common thing, but girls who are like very socially adept normally, and then they go home and like play video games and watch anime all the time. Like their normal day, like she goes to school and she's beautiful and everybody thinks she's so cool and perfect and she gets 100% scores on her tests and she's amazing. And then she goes home and all she does is like eat chips and watch anime and harass her brother. And I love it. I love this show so much. It is very funny. It's like a slice of life. It's definitely different than everything else we've been talking about, but I love it.
Have you seen Dead Man Wonderland, Kiko?
No. What is that?
You should watch that.
There's so much anime.
It's a bloody one.
It's a bloody one.
You might like it. It's this kid gets framed for killing a whole bunch of people and ends up in this weird, crazy prison. That's all you need to know.
All right.
Whoa.
It's super bloody.
I recommended Psychopass really to Brian before I even saw it.
Not seen it.
But I just knew.
Yeah, I was interested in it already, and so that pushed me over the edge. And so I watched it, and I thought it was excellent. It might be my favorite ever. Yeah.
That's pretty high praise.
It's really good.
It was when I tried to watch Seikano, How to Raise a Boring Girlfriend. I read a review that it's supposed to be one of those animes that makes fun of tropes. The premise is a guy who puts together a club whose club's purpose is to create a dating sim.
Okay.
So he has to find the artist, the writer, the other stuff. And turns out just a pretty much fan service harem anime.
God damn it.
And like it sounded funny, but it sounded good and it was a trick.
It was a trick. Damn it.
But there's another anime that's a short form that turns out to be one of my favorites of all time because it's so surprisingly touching in a weird way. There's only two short seasons of it, and it's called I Don't Know What My Husband Is Saying.
I tried to start watching that, and I couldn't get on board with it.
Just get through it.
Okay.
It's supposed to make fun of, you know, an otaku husband, but it turns out to be really, really sweet and really genuine, heartfelt kind of. I was not expecting that aspect to come out of this short form little anime, and I think it's great.
So another good one, a mahjong anime. It's called Saki. Right. See, I like it's about things.
You like sporting sport anime.
It's not sport. It's mahjong.
It has to be an activity related.
Wait, Josh,
Can you email me the name of that and like where you got it from? Because my mom plays mahjong. I'm gonna recommend it to
Saki,
her.
Saki.
Most of this stuff isn't gonna be dubbed.
Saki.
Yeah.
Huh.
And
isn't it on Netflix? I think it's on Netflix.
Also, a really good bamboo swords. Kendo. There's a really good kendo anime. You should watch that one.
You guys should have a My Anime List account because it's the best.
I don't even know what that is.
It is a place where you can...
Bamboo Blade. That's what it's called. It's got a good name too, right?
Bamboo Blade.
Yeah. Yeah, if I can learn about a specific subject, I will totally watch that anime.
Another series that we watched last year that we liked, but it was sort of hit and miss. It was another one of those episodic short form animes. Not so much short. It's not short form traditionally. They're full episodes, but they have, you know, little tiny arcs within. So it's almost like short form anime. Saba Gebu, the survival game club. Mostly because the main character is a total asshole. And like, there's no arc where she becomes a good person. She is the worst person.
Always.
Throughout the entire series. which is very refreshing.
Yeah.
And also,
you're a terrible person too.
It's also a pretty funny anime. It's about a girls' club in high school who are into the
dark arts,
paramilitary training.
Yeah, they're into the
That kind of survival. I brought it up
earlier with the guns.
Oh, the airsoft.
Airsoft. Yeah.
It's an airsoft club where they are all super into these airsoft guns.
An airsoft militia. It's a club.
Yeah. And when they have their little exercises, they're, you know, like shooting each other and there's blood and explosions. And it's very, there's a narrator that is the total fourth wall. It's funny. Some of the episodes are great. Some of them are not great, but the main character is super refreshing because she is a horrible human being. And she stays that way. She's truly horrible, and they don't try to...
They're not apologetic about it.
Not sure if I could stand watching that the whole time. It made me so angry.
Horrible, that's kind of this...
But it's in a good way, so that it's very entertaining.
Hmm.
That's kind of this Amaro-chan show that I'm talking about. Is like she's got this dual personality, and you kind of hate both of them for the opposite reasons. Like, one is so perfect and then one is so obnoxious, and she flips between them. And when she changes, she goes from like being a very stereotypical, like pretty anime girl to being like this chibi form of herself. And she's wearing this bear hood, and she like is constantly like screaming and flailing her arms around. And so she goes from being an asshole in one direction where it's like, she's so perfect, to being an asshole in the entirely other direction where she's like manipulating her brother into going to buy her manga. And like, you just hate her, but then you kind of love it too.
Kiko, keep saying like, when you're like, oh, you keep using we, right? You keep saying, and I know you mean you and Vizelle.
Yeah.
But I like to imagine that it's not. It's just you're using the royal we. And it's just your personality when you have this haughty view of yourself as an anime like critic, and you're like, oh, we enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it's me and the two cats.
Yeah, I was going to say you and the cats.
Who turn into chibi cats when you're watching anime with them.
Have you seen Beck, Brian?
Like the art, like the band?
No. It's a movie. Have you seen Beck?
Beck's very entertaining.
The beer?
You really? Oh, it's a older one, but it's about it's a music one. It's about a band that becomes actually called Beck, and then they actually have to change their name later because there's an artist called Beck, but they don't know that, so they're Beck for a long time.
Right, but in Japan it's Beku.
No, it's Beck.
Oh, it is.
It's straight up Beck.
I know, like, it's
they
spelled
try and
that
sing
way.
In English and everything. Like,
oh, they do?
Yeah,
oh, I didn't know that.
Because they like emulate this guy that's, or maybe he's even. Maybe they're actually emulating him.
Beck? Like,
no, Eddie Vedder.
Really?
Yeah, it's really interesting. They try and sing in English, and songs are okay, but the story is really cool. Like, it's kind of like an Almost Famous kind of story.
I love that movie, yeah.
Yeah, but the kid's not a reporter. He's trying to, you know, he's just a kid that likes them and wants to be a singer, you know, but it's... really good.
One of these, we'll just have a dedicated podcast where you and I talk about old anime. And by old anime, I mean like 2000.
Yeah, well, anything, you know.
Well, so like, let's say we can all recommend that the viewers at home
pick
one anime. Like, what's your one, put your stamp on it?
I don't know, Furikuri is for everybody, though.
Yeah, I know it's not for everybody, but it's the one I always recommend to people because it tells me a lot about them as a human. And whether I should be friends with them.
Did I pass?
I don't know if it's a good first one. You know,
did I pass? And Kiko just never answers it.
Fuck.
Like, Kiko, did I pass?
I think I would have to say Kill la Kill, but my equivalent to yours, like Kill la Kill is my like, watch it because it's amazing. But then Cutie High Defense Club Love would be my like, filtering anime. Like, how do you feel about Magical Boys? Tell me what you thought of the show.
That's like.
Also, I think you and Vizelle should watch it because I think you'd really find it.
With any guy is like watching an episode.
You already watched it?
Yeah,
it was amazing. Right?
Yes, it's super fucking funny.
No, I would say the good starter one. There's probably you could say Samurai Champloo. You could say the one before that, whatever it was.
Cowboy Bebop.
But Cowboy Bebop is
Samurai Champloo is more.
Cowboy Bebop is seminal. Like
it's truly excellent.
Cowboy Bebop would satisfy almost every person.
Yeah, and you have to, like, it's almost like if someone is going to watch anime at all, they've probably already watched Bebop.
Hey,
That's not necessarily true.
Except for this dork over here who owns it. Hasn't watched it yet.
It was on sale on Amazon, okay?
Right now, I'm going to say Psycho Pass for me. And I think because it ties to so many like current science fiction themes that I think everyone's sort of talking about and thinking about anyway, which is the precog kind of element. Like it really does tie up a bunch of, like very directly and in a Western way, addresses stuff that's in like older anime that's done more Eastern, which is sort of like, how does technology integrate with humanity? But it's like basically the capsules. It's Minority Report meets CSI meets anime. And like, I think that's very palatable. There's only one season right now and it's really, really great. Hmm. Watch it and then talk to me about it. Because no one else here has watched it and will talk to me about it.
Did you say it was called Psycho Pass?
Psycho Pass.
P-A-S-S.
What?
Mountain Pass.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Psycho Pass.
Hall Pass.
Not Past. Yeah.
No, pass. It's P-A-S-S. The idea is that everybody has a pass like a that gets read scanned by pass. Like all these scanners all over the city, and the color of your aura like essentially reflects like if it goes criminal at all, if it goes to the orange or red, then you don't have to have done anything, you become a criminal and you get hunted.
I wonder if I feel like I might have watched an episode of that or something.
It's on Netflix right now, so
that would have been way before that. Interesting. All right. I think that's a good end.
What would Jamie recommend? Kill La Kill, she said.
She said Kill La Kill and then
or
another one.
Cutie High Defense Club Love.
To, watch.
To start?
Yeah.
Or Sailor Moon.
Like, I mean,
I really liked Madoka, but it was like also, it really gave me nightmares.
Yeah. I was like, if you hate someone, maybe meet someone on watch Madoka.
It's like,
you told me to watch Madoka.
I did.
Damn it.
Whenever I recommend it, I'm like, just stick with it.
Just stick with it. And also maybe have a friend on speed dial.
No, I mean, it's what I tell people to watch it, I say, it's not what you think it is.
It's not, because they specifically market it as super bubblegum magical girl anime.
And the
anime.
First two episodes is kind
and
of that.
And it starts as super bubblegum magical girl anime. Oh,
man,
and then it's like.
It sounds like it too.
Have you watched it, Josh?
Mm-mm.
You gotta try it, man.
Watch it. And just, if you stop after the third episode, tell me why.
Oh, I've watched lots of bad anime, so I will watch it. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I don't care how bad
watch
it is.
This
really.
Will fuck you up, man. Like, make sure that you have a therapist ready.
As long as the animation's okay. If the animation is
art style's cool.
No, it's great art.
The character designs are kind of derpy.
The character designs are super magical girl.
Polished. Though.
The like, characters look a little derpy.
I have a problem with a lot of like trying to watch older anime girls. Now.
But it was like that's.
I thought all the combat
it
was
all
really cool.
Felt very similar.
I'm
art
saying
style
that
before,
the
like it was
yeah. characters.
People
they
realize
look,
you could
yeah.
do different art
a little
styles.
Derpy. Right? Their eyes are a little droopy. The character designs are a little not great.
Another, I like them all.
Another mild one. Let's say for your parents to get into, Mushishi.
Mushishi.
You ever seen that?
Mushishi, no.
Oh, it's about a guy that can see.
Oh, I've watched it. He can see kind of like spirits.
Yeah, kind of like, but they're like little parasites in the air. So it's kind of like a light spooky. It's interesting.
They're not, yeah, it's not really action packed. It's more of like a character study
kind
of the
like
people.
Mild, cool character, interesting story.
It feels like, animated therapy sessions kind of. He goes and someone has a problem and it seems like a normal everyday problem kind of, but it turns out that they have like an evil spirit there and he has to address
nobody
the spirit.
Only certain people can see it. They just think, they're sick with something or something, but there's actually this thing sucking,
they're
the
dementors.
Life out of them or something.
They have dementor problems.
They just don't know it.
Also,
it's beautiful though.
Yeah.
Like the settings and stuff are really great.
It's cool. It's
I think I watched the first one season of it and it was good, but I didn't like go running back as soon as the second season was available.
We mentioned it before, but if you haven't, you need to do yourself a favor and at least watch the first three episodes of Ranma.
Yeah.
Of Macross.
Like if you can get past the Rumiko Takahashi 1980s anime style.
Well, and you have to get over, it's a little dorky, but it's funny once you get into it. You just have to get into it.
It's funny almost.
It's funny basically out of the gate.
yeah, but you're into anime. Some people won't get that. Like if you're not super into it, you might not, the jokes might not mesh with you right away.
Yeah.
the premise is really funny to begin
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
I think we should do another one of these that's like your wish anime, like what you wish existed.
Oh, I don't. That doesn't could. Sound interesting.
I don't. I don't like, fantasize.
I don't want to make anime. I want to watch anime. I want to consume anime.
Brian wants a podcast where he tells other anime. People what he wants to see on
so
anime.
So they'll make it, yeah.
So they will make it.
Make westernized giant robot anime.
They probably already have that. You said to find it.
Yeah.
They have it about almost everything. It's crazy.
Yes, it's true.
It's pretty great.
Almost everything. There's a few more subjects I could learn about, I'm sure.
He just uses like a animated
like,
Wikipedia.
I want to learn how to make wireless headphones.
Seriously, it's like, I watched this incredible
really
bread
really
anime.
No, it's super
I don't know what it's called.
It's way over the top.
There's also anime where someone headbutts a microphone, I guess.
This hilarious over-the-top bread anime.
Yakitate Japan.
I will watch, the
it.
Bread anime.
It's really good. It is not normal. It's crazy over the top. But it's about making bread. And they actually teach you, like, at the end of the episode, they will have, like, how to make this kind of bread. Little cooking thing.
Recipes to make it at home.
Crazy.
I like picturing you, like, in the kitchen watching it, and you're just covered in flour.
With a little apron on.
And you're just, like, angrily rowing dough, like, rolling dough. Can't get this focaccia
like
right.
Kneading bread is a good activity for Josh.
Yeah.
Get his anger out.
Anyways, if you're into the psychology of being an athlete, ping pong the animation is great.
Anyway, if you like anime, talk to all of us on Twitter all the time because we love anime.
Also, we'll be doing this podcast again in 2 months with an update on what we're watching. Yeah.
But it'll be like, Brian won't give me back fully coolly.
Brian, give me back.
Give
this,
it
is
back
an intervention.
To me. This is an intervention.
Well, no, that's my loaning copy. So
you have like one that's permanently copy. Embedded in your like six CDs.
It's in his wrist. It's in a chip.
All right.
We watch it every month.
If you guys have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-arcade.com. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.